Simin Shin Yud Zayin, Siv Gimel through Siv Zayin, and Beis Hashem Shin Beis Siv Gimel Halachas of Kippur Begadim. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Matirin Beis Atav Mikesher Kashu Kivit She'ein Rei Kesher Shel Kayamu Avol Ein Preis Chanisim Bechodesh V'Sakan Monday. That's the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. That you pretend with the tavern, Pashas according to Rashi is Chayev Chata. Gemara says it's Chayev Chata. Shows exactly why. Rashi learns about sticking money. Hago, Afilu Kvar Niftach, says the Ramah, Afilu Kvar Niftach, Rekshir Chozer Uman Rekoshrin. Even if it was already opened once, just the Uman went ahead and was kosher another time, it's also Aser out sticking money. The Shail is, how do you read the next few words in the Ramah? Oy Tofre Biyachri Kederash Uman Reisin, or it was Nitfar, like Uman do it. ולכן אסל נפתיק אל לחתה זוג שמן עליהם את פרם יחיק דרך שם נועיסן אף אגב זה תבירה אינו שוק היומו. So therefore, since by תבירה, by קשירה, if it's kosher uman, and by תבירה, if the uman is kosher, it's אסר, why is it אסר לך to open it? I'll stick in mana. Therefore, you're not allowed to open them in a line, the nalayim that were sewed together. The reason why you're not allowed to open it is because there's no such thing as tefirah shein shokayom. Therefore, it's a problem of kareya. What's the lechein? He starts off talking about taking mana, and then he goes into talking about lechein. You're not allowed to separate those shoes. The shoes are not. There's no problem with taking mana. You can stick your feet into the shoes as is. The problem is that they're attached to each other. Therefore, you're going to have to jump the whole Shabbos if you wear them like that. Therefore, you want to open them. On that, he says there's no heter of tefirah shein shokayom. What's the lechein? How does it connect? If you look at Levush Yisrael, just push it. Hezber in the Ramah, Levush Yisrael learned that it's two different things. Afilu kvar niftach rak shekosher uman. The din of Asa leftech beis atzaver is even if it was already once open. Nevertheless, once it was closed by day uman, there's another problem to open it because of tikkun manim. Once the uman sealed it, it's kilu as if it's poka the shame kli, and opening again is a problem tikkun manim. And then there's another din, oitav v'yachid erashum reisin, or if a hedyot was teferit, like, how? Like umnin, it's just like a simen v'almas of the bush. Like umnin or teferit. In other words, we come to contrast kesher and tefer. Kosher and tefer. Kosher is totally, there's a din of ma'is uman, and that's why if uman does it, makes a kesher, there's a problem, and it's pakad hashem kli, as opposed to tefer, there is no din of ma'is uman. Even if a hedyot would do it, it's a problem. Not only that, there's another difference between kosher and tefer. That by kosher there's a din of kesher shokayama, by terfer there's no din of terfer shena shokayama. And therefore, even though it's in a shokayama, nevertheless it would be usher to open it. Then the Ramah just throws in the second sheet of Yesh Matir Matviro shena shokayama vein hatur feyam bar. Says the Ramah, there's those sheets that hold that tvir shena shokayama is mutter, vein hatur feyam bar. The shayla is, how do we paskin with regard to this halach l'maisa? It's a very, very common question. Shayla is, how l'maisa do we paskin with regard to tefirah shein shokayama? Kesher shein shokayama is the gemara. That's clear. Tefirah shein shokayama, what's the halacha? Halach l'maisa, that is. So we saw in Simin Shemem, in the Beis Yosef, that is machlekes between the Yireim and the Ravyo. Between the Ravyo and the father. And his father really brings it down. Beis Yosef brings down the shitas. Ben Peretz, that whether or not there's a din of tefirah shein shokayama or not, l'halacha l'maaseh, it seems from the fact that the Beis Yosef is machmer and the Mechaber is machmer in Siman Shin Mem, and they say that you shouldn't pull the drawstrings of your sleeve together because of the problem of tefirah, if it was sewn into the sleeve, it's not going through woven through the holes, but it's sewn mamish in the sleeve, you shouldn't pull it together, even though the derech is to pull it during in the morning and loosen it at night, so it's a tefirah ein shel kayama. Nevertheless, there's no chilik by tefirah between shel kayama and ein shel kayama. That's how the Mechaber says him. The Ramah is not chilik, even though the Darkei Moshe he says, look what I wrote in Siman Shin Yizayin. However, Lamaisa, when it comes to the Ramah, he says him. So it seems from Siman Shin Mem that we go lechumrah and get the tefirah ein shel kayama, and it's a problem. However, when it comes to Siman Shin Yizayin, the Beis Yosef brings down those that are mekel, and he ends off and he says, "Vein lachol lefnei amaris." For what did you bring that down for? Unless he's just being mitzatei the rishon that he found that says it. But what's vein lachol lefnei amaris? The churro vein lachol amaris is only if you hold that it's mutter alib deochasal. Then you can say vein lachol lefnei amaris. Lamaisa, when it came to the mechaber did not bring down the kula, but the Ramah did bring down the kula, and he ends off vein lachol lefnei amaris. So even though he brings down the machmir, he then brings down the mekelim. And he says, Ein Lakos Neim Art, it's mashma that he's passing like that. How do we pass him Alakha Maisa? Now those that say that Ikr Psak is in Simin Shin Mem, because that's where the Lakhas of Tvir are. And those that say, no, the Ikr Psak is in Simin Shin Yuzayin, because that's where the Ramah spoke it out. And he says, Lahedya, Ein Lakos Neim Art. So he's telling you how to pass him Alakha Maisa. That's how Rosh Hashanah goes, that Lahalakha Maisa, the Ramah is being Mako. The Tila David makes a spalt, and the others go like this also, that the Sakhano Stira. Simin Shin Mem is referring to Tofer. With regard to the Tvira, their Tvira is we're machmir by Tvira Shein Shal Kayama. Why? Because Tvira is always the Isser Daraisa. As opposed to when it comes to Kareya, we know that Kareya, Shalayam and Aslitfar, is not Isser Daraisa, says the Beis Yosef, says the Magen Avraham. Therefore, if you're doing a Kriya, like this case, you're separating your things that you got from the store, it's Shalayam and Aslitfar, you're never planning on putting that back together. Therefore, it's only a Darabonim to start out with. Therefore, we can be makel by something which is only tough for this man, that you're allowed to do a kriya on a davar which is tough for this man. The only problem is that l'chor the Mishnah Berurah can't go that way, because we know the Mishnah Berurah holds that kareya shaloyam anas litzfer is also chayiv midaraisa. There's no chilik, there's no kula b'etzim in kareya than in tefer. So l'chor, even though there are those that go like that, like Tila David, nevertheless l'chor, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not going like that. How l'maisa does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? That is not clear. Halamaisa he paskins, and therefore there's a shailas and achrenim are paskins. Now, even if you want to say that he's being makel, like Shlomo Zalman Emzon, that halach lamaisa, the Ramah is being makel when he gets a tvir shen shal kayama, it's still not clear what defines a tvir shen shal kayama. Is it one day? Is it 7 days? Or is it like the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Levush, that it's ad shikachena, eino osa eskem, rak ad shikachena balabais labeisa. Now this is the first time really we saw such a shiur b'chol. We saw the Beis Yosef brought down a whole slew of different shiur of what's considered kesher kiyama, kesher shenish kiyama. L'chari we would have the same halachas with regard to tefira, and we never saw any shiur like this. We saw 1 day, we saw 3 days, we saw 7 days, 8 days, 2 weeks, a month, a half a year. We never found any shiur of ad shikachena ha lekeach lebeisay. Where does that shiur come from, b'chol? The truth is that the Rav Yo, who is the meikel b'negiah to tefira l'zman, he brings down his father who's machmer, and he says, "V'nir li l'hakol," with regard to the zug shel na'alayim, which is our halacha in the Ramah. And he ends off and he says, the reason why it's mutter is because avak kishimedabkin haratzonim zug shel na'alayim biyad miyad boi bayoyim kishimkrum lintuki kaimi. That day, mamish miyad boi bayoyim kishimkrum lintuki kaimi. On that day, that he sells it lintuki kaimi. People bought shoes, they didn't put it in there. It's not like they had 13 pairs of shoes, and they lined it up for whenever they're going to use it. They went to the storekeeper, they went to the sandlar, to the shoemaker, they bought a pair of shoes and they put them on. And they wore them. So it was the knot was only made really for 1 day. For that day that it was the guy's going to take it home. The mashmoy sort of sounds, l'chir from the Rav Yo, that even the levush was not just being makel. If somebody's going to buy it and have it in his house for 2 years, or it's going to stay for 2 years, miyad boi. What did he keep on? What is he stressing? Zuk shemayim miyad boi bayem kishirim kun leantuki kaimi. Therefore, that's why we could be meiko. It's mashma that if it would be more than a day, it would be a week, 2 weeks, then in a time we wouldn't have the kula. However, misvara lachor is no svara to be mechalik. If the nekuda is that you, the reason why it's considered ein shel kayama is because it's not meant to be kosher, it's not meant to be tougher yachad. The whole purpose of why they tie the two together is that one shouldn't get lost from the next. As soon as he gets the next to the consumer and he's going to put it on, then there's no reason to keep it attached, b'chol. There's no reason to keep it attached. And as soon as it doesn't make a difference when the consumer really buys it. The nekuda is, I want it till it gets to his house, I want it kosher. That can be 10 seconds. If he comes right now to the factory and he buys it, to the shoemaker's house and to the store and he buys it, or it could be in 2 years. But the nekuda is, there's no inin be'etzem to keep it kashur. The inin is only lintuki, it's lintuki kaimi. It's meant at the end of the day to be opened up. But Mela, it seems that's how really the achrenim nemon, and those that are makel, even if something was theoretically could have been in the store for weeks on end. Nevertheless, since it's lintuki kaimi, therefore, it would be considered, according to Levush, a kshir lezman, you'd be able to be makel. Now, it gets a little bit difficult when it comes to certain things that, like food and other things, items, that when the person buys it, he wants to keep it closed as long as possible until mamash he's about to use it, because he wants to keep it fresh. Therefore, he keeps it closed until the last possible moment. There, it's not just lintuki kaimi. It's I buy it and I keep it fresh till I'm going to open it. I specifically want it closed. The yisurin is still there. That lamaisa is not meant to stay closed forever, and therefore, it's whenever you're going to use it, you're going to open it. Whenever it is that you're going to use it. But mainly, there is makan to be meikel. La halacha lamaisa. It seems that Rosh Shlomo Zalman went with Lilavush halacha lamaisa, because the Mishnah Berurah, even though he brings down the Taz afterwards, nevertheless, he says, he brings down the Lavush, and then he says, V'yesh machmirim, like the Taz that has to be that day. It's interesting that he doesn't bring down the Shita of 7 days, Bechlal. We're going on something specific, where they tie the Nalayim, something which is talking about where the storekeeper did it, where the shoemaker did it. So we're talking about something that somebody's buying, and that's why he's brought down the Lavush. It was only meant to be tied until, or sewn, until the person buys it. Nevertheless, he only brings down these two shitas, the Lavush and the Taz. He doesn't bring down the other shita of 7 days. It seems that from the fact that he brings it down, he's soysim like Lavush, and then he says, V'yesh machmir like Taz, that me'ekad adino, he's really going like the Lavush. Therefore, lach l'maisa, l'chur, this comes up probably on just about any Shabbos. It certainly comes up with diapers, and it comes up with band-aids, and it comes up with bamba, and it comes up with potato chips, and crackers, and pretzels, and all the things that are produced in a factory and sold in a store that are meant to be sealed just until the consumer gets it. All these things, is there a din of Tfir Lizman, would it be mutter to open it or not? Now there are certain things that are tied, we'll get to in a minute, when you buy something in the bakery, for example, and they tie your box, not here in Eretz Yisrael, but often in America, they tie the box closed with string. When they tie the box closed with string, they usually double knot it, they mamash make a knot. And that's also lachura, just until the consumer gets it. But there, in such cases, they're not expecting you to open the double knot. They're expecting you to just cut the string. In those cases, there's certain types of tefiras where they don't expect you to take out the tefira. Yesh lain, also with regard to a tag that was put on by the cleaners. And it was stapled. In America, you have it more than you have it here. Here you have it stapled into the beged. So therefore, if you're going to take it out, you have to open the staple. However, in America, they usually just staple the two sides of the paper together. Now, I don't know if most people take out the staple, or they just, I would think that they just expect you to rip the piece of paper. They don't expect you to take out the staple. So if you hold that a staple is considered a ma'isa tefira by beged, by pieces of paper, then it would be problematic, l'chero, to take out the staple, even if you hold that it's only a tefira l'zman. It would be theoretically that if you hold theoretically that Tfir Lizman would be mutter, nevertheless, Ken Zayin, such a staple, is not considered a Tfir Lizman because it's meant to stay forever. If you have like the Shofar Haraz, you could just rip it because it's a piece of paper, l'chor, you'd be able to rip it. However, since the Maisa Mishaburah goes not like the Shofar Haraz, therefore, it is problematic to take it out. There are those, however, I don't know if you mentioned this last Chabur, we were supposed to in the past. They bring down from Ramosha, even though it's not in any of his tshuvas, there's a few different places that's brought down from Ramosha, that Ramosha held that a staple was not a problem of tefer. The chur is Ramosha Lashitasa that holds that the whole purpose of tefer is to take two different single things and shaft them into one entity. By a staple, that's not what you're trying to do. By a staple, you're trying to hold the two pieces together, they shouldn't get lost. But Be'etzim, not trying to create one thing. It's not considered, you don't Be'etzim have to be mekalkalit to take it apart after you staple it. Therefore, those that brought down from Shem Ramosha, Ramosha said that a staple is not a problem. There is maybe an issue of mukta also the staple. However, the most Poskim seem to name on either that it is a problem of Sefer, or Shem Zalman says it's over the Chol, but once you have the staple there, maybe you could take it out if it's not a problem of Mukta. I saw the Orcha Shabbos once at a time now, came to mind that if B'makom HaTzarich, a person would be able to make it. He's done, what's the problem with, how do you get out of Mukta? But B'makom HaTzarich, you would be able to make it to take off. I don't think he's talking about the tags in America, because the tags in America are staple to each other, but the tags that are staple to your clothing, where the derech is to take out the staple, you would be able to take out the staple if you needed to. Makam atak. If it's sticking out, it's on the outside of your pants or something, and people see it, then you would be able to take it off makam atak if you have a way to get out of the problem of mukta. Now, lamaisa, with regard to tefir lizman, if you could get out of the problem and open up your bags before Shabbos, that is the best idea. It seems that the Poskim, Lamaisa, with regard to opening of bags, Nemon, that the best way to open a bag of crackers or pretzels ukedema is not by opening the top and being semich, relying on Tfilas Man, that it was only closed for temporarily till you get it. Rather, the best way, the way Shlomo Zalman says, the way the Pachoni says, the way, is to slice down the side of the bag, is to totally destroy the bag, and therefore it's a kilkul, and it's not a, it's you're not creating a kli, and we look at it as choisles. We look at it as something which is choisles, so you let a, if you're going to open up the top, then it's not really choisles, because you're trying to use it as a kli. However, slice it down the side, we look at it as korei orsha piya chavis, like the Chazon Ish says, or the choisles, and therefore be korei in an oifin where you're not opening the two tabs that were stuck together, rather you're slicing down the side. With regard to diapers, ukedoyime, those things, if they're Velcro, lachur, there's no problem of tefer. If they're not Velcro and they're sticky, then there are those that say, Rosh Hashanah says, you shouldn't be samech on those that are mako, and he says you should open up the sticky tabs before Shabbos, and that way you could be samech on the most chomer of the mekilim, that you're going to use it within 24 hours of when you put it back down, and therefore you won't be samech on the fact that the factory put it down the first time 3 weeks ago, and be samech on Tfir Lezman, or be samech on the tabs that you're going to use it within 24 hours. What happens if you do it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you want to use a diaper at 6:30 on Shabbos afternoon? That I don't know. But the lechura, to get rid of most of the issues, lechura you'll be able to do it before Shabbos, you'll be able to have that problem. Now, lechura, the most of these type of lulei demistafin amina, I don't even know if Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was referring to these types. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was nifter already a number of years ago, 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. I don't know if he had the type of diapers that we have nowadays. The type of diapers, certainly the Pampers that are half Velcro and half sticky, the amount of Devek stickiness on the top of that and that sticker is so minute that it's extremely difficult to say that that's a Maisa Tefira. To say that that's what the Rambam and the Merchaba were talking about by Tefer, by Devek, Krilinchel Tefer, it's made lahedya to open and close and open and close, it's like a sticky note, it's like one of these sticky things. Very difficult to say that should be a problem of Tefira Bechlal, and even the other ones, Tuli and Babysitter, they're meant to open and close, and certainly the Band-Aids also, the stuff that is, oh, we'll get that in a second. These type of things, the chur, they're made to open and close. It's very difficult to say this. It's tefira, so to be same on the mekilim by tefira lezman levush, the chur, which wouldn't be a problem to be same on it, and be able to open those up, even if you did not open it before Shabbos. With regard to band-aids, then there's really three shalas with regard to band-aids. There's separating the outside wrapper and where the band-aid is inside. There, it's interestingly enough, most of the places don't talk about it. Shmashavas doesn't talk about it, no, Shmashavas doesn't talk about it. They only talk about after that, taking off the little white tab off the actual band-aid. Simcha Bunim Kohen, his sefer, he names on that lechatchila you shouldn't tack and separate them. Ish l'ayin, if they're even sealed with glue. I'm not exactly sure how they're sealed. It's such a small amount of a sealant. And Betzim also, the kaman is not really that you want it, these two things to stay together. It's only to protect the band-aid inside. It should be stay sterile. Nevertheless, he says that the best thing to do is if you could just slide it out, you should slide it out. If you can't, then you could separate it. Also, you could be samech on the shita of Tfir Lizman, but that's not a problem. With regard to the white tabs, also they clear whether or not that's a problem of taking it off, or you'd be samech on Tfir Lizman. Lachur, also, the reason why that little white thing was put on the band-aid was not to shop it into one thing. According to Moshe, lachur shouldn't be a problem. And they bring down from Moshe to Moshe and say that it wasn't a problem. That you're allowed to take off those white little tabs that are on the outside of the band-aid because they were never created there. They're never there to turn the two things into one thing. The whole Malacha Sefer is when you're taking two things and trying to turn into one thing. Here you're lahed, you're not trying to do that. You're just trying to protect it that it shouldn't get ruined. But Be'etzem, either it should stay sterile, it should stay sticky, it shouldn't get stuck to something else. But you don't want the white piece to stick onto the band-aid. Therefore, they bring down Mashem Ramesha to be Mekel. From the money in America, I think people are machmer to open up the outside of the band-aid and they leave the band-aid as is with the white things on it. Numerous people. Here, there are those that say that you should open it before Shabbos. Also, I'll pee the same svara of the diapers, that it shouldn't be Semechon Tfir Lezman. If you didn't, Lechura, Mokham Tzerech, certainly could be Mekel on the Mekel. Semechon Mekel and Befrat, we have Ramesha that's Mekel. And Yesh L'ayin B'chlal, whether or not this was the Tvira and the Dibuk that they're talking about. What's that? That's a question. Whether or not you could extend Chosleis to non-food items. So, If it's Kirei Arsh Al Piyah Chavis, it sounds like they only wanted to extend that to the din of, there are many that only say that only applies to food items. Even though the Chazanish said Kirei Arsh Al Piyah Chavis is mutter even to open an envelope for that reason. But those that said it only applies to food, therefore maybe can't be same upon that. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Dafka wanted to say, maybe that's the reason why Rosh Shabbos doesn't talk about it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman wanted to say about these things, like the outside, any wrapping really has the same as Din of Chayshlis. It's only a wrapping, and therefore it's bottled to the thing. It's like a klipa, in the same way that there's no problem of Korea on a banana or an orange. There's also no problem of Korea to opening one of these wrappings, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. It's only a wrapping, it's not a problem.
Could you just clarify the packaging?
Each band-aid has a little two pieces of paper, rectangle papers, on the outside of there's a band-aid with there's three parts of the band-aid. There's the pink band-aid.
Okay.
On the sticky parts of the band-aid, there's two white flaps.
Okay.
And each individual band-aid is packaged in a small rectangular two pieces of paper that are stuck together.
Okay.
So the outside one, Rapsnukabun Kon Nemzon, that you should really try to slide it out without separating it. However, the other is usually sealed. Sometimes it is, sometimes at the top there's really a place where you can open it and you could and it's either way you're opening a tiny bit. It could be that a tiny little bit is not even stay furious. And you're to just slide it out. Why are you allowed to put a band-aid on? And the last issue that we have with regard to band-aid, thank you for reminding me, is putting the band-aid on your hand. Are you allowed to put the band-aid on? Is it a problem of tefira? So is it a problem of tefira because you're sticking something sticky onto your hand? So if you hold like those Shamazaman is Mitzadeh, that sticking soft onto hard is not a problem. The only time that we have tefira is two soft things together. However, by hard things we do not have a din of tefira, the same way that when you build a house and you put two bricks together with cement, it's not tefira. Then also over here you would not have a problem of tefer. If that's not the case, then the reason why people are makel is because generally the tefer is only a tefer lizman. It's meant to last for 24 hours or even less than 24 hours, and therefore you're doing a tefer lizman, and therefore it's mutter. They say the best way is the chlor that your skin is considered a hard thing. Ish lain, then the stitches also shouldn't be a problem because your skin is a hard thing. One of the reasons that's given, they say that the best way to stick on the band-aid is not to fold it over that the band-aid should touch itself. You should stick it on, if a person has to stick it onto their finger, they should stick it on the long way of the finger as opposed to going around the finger. Question is why? Everybody knows you're supposed to do that. Why? So I saw two reasons that were really given. One is that if you hold that sphere is only by, like we were just saying before, that it's only soft to soft, then it would only be a problem of tefer if it went from the band-aid to the band-aid, as opposed to goes from a band-aid to your hand. If your hand is not considered soft, then that wouldn't be a problem of tefer b'chol. The second reason is because very often when you stick it to itself, then you slide it off. You don't undo the band-aid. When it's stuck to just your skin, then you obviously have to take off the entire band-aid from your skin. However, when you wind it around and the two ends, one goes over the next end, then not most people probably generally do not pull off the band-aid from itself. Rather, they slide the entire band-aid off of their finger. Then kumtay that you did a tefira shel kayam. You did a tefira which is going to last forever because you're never planning on separating that band-aid. Now, once again, according to what we said last chabur from Maral Disk and Shlomo Zalman, even though not everybody wants to go like this, but any time that you do a tefira that there's no Indian bechlal kosher they were talking about. L'chayru, we would say the same thing by tefira. This is a tefira zman. There's no Indian bechlal to keep it closed for more than the amount of time that you're using it. For example, till it gets to the garbage can, you only need the band-aid closed as long as it's around your finger. But as soon as you take it off your finger, for all you care, it could open, you don't care what happens to it. According to them, there would not be a problem with tefillah. Zan, the Maitre of Shlomo Zalman matters for that reason, to close up the diaper afterwards, because you only care that the diaper stay closed till it gets to the garbage can. After that, you don't care. For Frat, with our sticky types of tabs that you could take on and off, for Frat, there's not going to be a band-aid on that. If there's a tzurich, then you're allowed to leave it for 7 days also. So therefore, zikr if your das was to take it off also, if you didn't end up taking it out, then that's not a problem. What happens with your shoes? They bring down what happens with your shoes. You tie your shoes onto the next part. tie your shoes, and next thing you know, you have a double knot inside your shoes. Are you allowed to take out the double knot on Shabbos or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah from the Chayei Adam, become welcome to Dark Elasos Anivo, B'loi Kavan and Nixer, Dinoi Kekesher Ha'osi La'atir B'choyim. It has the halachic status of a kesher which is Osi La'atir B'choyim, and therefore there's no problem to take it out. Now, the Chazon Ish asks, he says, I don't really understand. What would be the reason why a double knot would be Osi? Not because of the kesher Shokayama, rather because, I mean, over here, for you didn't have intention, you're right. Yudasis, in this case, you're right, you're not supposed to take it out, you tied your shoes, you're planning on taking it out at night. But there's another issue. Kesher, double knot, says the Ramah in Sif Aleph, is a Maisa Uman. Where do we have a heter for the Maisa Uman that was Nikshar Me'ilov? If it was Nikshar Me'ilov, so you could say that Zichra, the intention wasn't that it should stay for more than a day. But if you turn, you got a Maisa Uman Me'ilov, then where's your heter to take out a Maisa Uman? Is there a heter of a Maisa Uman that happens Me'ilov? So you could tie, now there's no such thing as a Maisa Uman which happens by itself. That's not considered a Maisa Uman. But how do we reconcile this difficulty? You have a Maisa Uman. If we say that a double knot is considered a Maisa Uman, and you got the Maisa Uman by itself, so if you do it, then it's Maisa Uman. If you didn't do it, then it's not Maisa Uman, but you got the same exact result. How can you say that it's not a Maisa Uman? Says the Chazon Ish and Chanami, it should be a Maisa Uman, but since the whole din of a double knot is only a Chumrah, therefore we're Mekel, and we're Semich on that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is not Mesiach to the Maisa Uman Chilek. He just says that it's Kilo as if it's Asu Lahatu B'Choyim, and therefore he is Mekel. Now I saw B'Shem Rav Berkowitz, he says the same thing. He says an interesting chiluk. He says the same thing would be if you're tying your shoes. And by Malcolm tying your shoes, you, by accident, it turned into a knot. It doesn't have to be that it happened by itself. You're trying to tie a bow, and it turned into a knot. That would also be not a problem. It didn't happen by Elov. Nevertheless, it would be mutter. However, if somebody always ties his shoes with a double knot, not a bow, not bow knot. That we said is mutter anyhow. On your shoes, but you tie it a double knot. You tie one knot and then another, or like some people do, like some people did yesterday when he's playing basketball, and make sure your shoes don't get untied. So you tie a knot, single knot, a bow, and then you tie a double knot on top of that. So you tie that twice. That doesn't come out. You can pull all you want, that won't come out. That's a real double knot. Now, if you always tie a double knot, and you were trying to tie your shoes, and back then you forgot, and you tied your double knot. So that's really a shegi. You forgot that it's also to do that on Shabbos. That wasn't that it happened by itself, that you messed up. And therefore, that's considered, that would be a problem of a double knot. And one should not take that out on Shabbos, the Chassinu. Now, if it's not tight, then Bechlal, maybe it doesn't have a shame of a Mais Uman, like we said before, it's a double knot. And therefore, if it's still loose, then it's not even, doesn't have the chimer of a double knot. But if your mamash, usually when people tie their shoes, they give a good yank. If your mamash tied into a double knot, then one should not take it out in such a case. Shasa Tzerich, let's say you're stuck. If it's in a Hanami, if it's a Shasa Tzerich and you can't get your shoes off without that, then you would be allowed to take it out. Not only that, if you can't get your shoes out and you can't get your double knot out because it was so tight, then what do you do? So the halacha is that be'etzem, any knot which you're allowed to untie, you're also allowed to be menatek. You're allowed to cut it, slice the knot. And since you're allowed to slice the knot, so therefore, if it's a knot which is mutter to undo, it's a double knot that happened by itself, you're allowed to take it out, one of these types of things, you're allowed to slice the knot also. If you have a double knot, or you have another type of knot which you're not allowed to undo, then you're not allowed to slice the knot. However, l'chur, the pashtus is, says the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa, that you're allowed to slice the lace, the shoelace, anywhere else. Be makalka the shoelace and slice that. That's like psikas talsh. That's not a problem. It's like cutting the rope, the string which you tied around your cake box. That you're allowed to cut also, even though it's a kesher shokayama, it was a double knot which is meant to stay forever, and it's a tight knot, and you usually can't get it out even if you tried with your fingers. You're allowed to slice the string, and that's not a problem. The Orcha Shabbos, interestingly enough, wants to tell you that even if you, according to the Yamshal Shleimi that talks about the Ilyin Tukei, he says that if you slice your string, that's also a way of being matar the kesher. Even if you slice it not in the place of the kesher, that's another way of being matar the kesher. You were matar the kesher of the string. At the bottom, that's the way he understood the Yamshal Shleimai. It seems the Mishnah Berurah did not understand like that, but that's the way he understood the Yamshal Shleimai, and he's about to be on him on the bottom. And he said, in his Zohar, he says, where did he get this Chiddush from? The Maaseh Shmir Shabbos Kuchos says, make on such a case, Mamila, on your, you have your a cake which is tied with a double knot, you're allowed to slice the string, don't slice the knot, slice the string, or shoelaces that got stuck and got tied up in somewhere, you're allowed to slice the shoelace, not in the makom on the knot, and take it out. That is Siv Gimel. Siv Dalet, patients leave in Mashiach, Yiba Avnir, Chayitzevoy, Avaloy Bechevel.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Mechaber is bringing down the Shittas HaTeisvitz, that our dliyim, our buckets, are not similar to the buckets that they had in those days, and nobody leaves them attached to the bar. Therefore, it's not a problem to take it out, it's not a kashrut kayama. Says the Bir Halacha, if you look at the Lashon Rishonim of the Rishonim, they say, she'enu osi lamed shom zman merubo. It's mashma that it's osi to stay there for more than one day, just not zman merubo. And even so, he's being mekel. Says Lachur, according to the first sheet in Sif Aleph, that says that more than a day, up till 7 days, is more than a day is Asr Midar Avanan. Lachur, you should be machmer over here. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, Ein lahachmer b'zeh klal. There's a lot of Rishonim that say that. And there's a smach gadol, according to this, from this machaber, to be mekel b'shas tzchak, that a kesher shakayom is up until 7 days, not one day. Why Ein lahachmer? Why Ein lahachmer? Ein lahachmer b'zeh. What do you mean? There's a sheet over there that holds. If you're only being matzer b'shas tzchak, b'shas tzurich to be seimach on it, so why shouldn't I be machmer over here? The mashmois is a little bit that Meikah Dedino, the Mishnah Berurah, are holding like the Mekilim, that you have 7 days. Unless you want to tie now, therefore we tie in the last Kapurah, that something where the normal Eifnish Tamshas is more than one day, up until 7 days, then for sure you can be Meikah like that. That's the Derech Ishtamshas. The reason why we're Meikah by one day, because we look at it as the Eifnish Tamshas. Something which is the Eifnish Tamshas. The person ties their shoes Friday afternoon, he takes them out, Matzei Shabbos, more than 24 hours, and next Shabbos wants to take them out. It's not a problem. That's and he forgot to take him out to Shabbos. He wants to take him out next Shabbos. That lechur be an oifen of yishtamshus, even though it's more than 24 hours. Something which the normal oifen yishtamshus is more than 24 hours, up until 7 days. Lechur, the Mishnah Berurah is being mekel b'shefi that you're able to be matzah. Agav, I saw something interesting in the Piskei Teshuvah. He says, granted, it's a good eitzah for anybody that wants to do a tie something, and he's scared he's going to forget about it Matzah Shabbos. He doesn't know if he's going to take it out. He doesn't want to get into any shaylos. Be kosher with something that you're not going to be mavatal there. That's the sif. Take a tie and tie something together. If you have nothing else to use, you could use the extension cord also. Grab them and tie something together. Something that you know that you're going to use, that you're not going to be mavatal there, then it's not a problem. That's this halacha, really, that you're allowed to use even the types of dalim which are problematic to tie. If you use your belt, then it's not a problem. Sif hey, aniva mutad dalav kesher hu, v'afilum asa kesher echel amatan regim b'heter. The halacha of the mechaber is, an aniva is not a kesher. That means if you make a double bow, or a triple bow, or a quadruple bow, and you're planning on leaving there la'omead, it doesn't make a difference. It's mutad lechachila to do that on Shabbos, because the bow is not a kesher, and therefore it's not the melacha. I is going to stay there, I connect the two things together. Very good, but you can wind something around 50 times also, and you connect the two things together. That's not the melacha's kesher, really that's not a problem. The Rambam goes to Mechadish, another din, and he says that an aniv on top of a kesher, that's also mutter. A kesher is better than the shem kesher, that should be yasser. But a kesher by itself doesn't have any kiyum. And an aniv by itself also is not a kesher, therefore you let it do an aniv on top of a kesher, it's mutter. What's the reason why it's mutter? Says I lemaisi, the kesher is being niskayim. Says the goyin, because kesher echad is lav kesher. So he learns that one kesher is taka nothing, and aniv is nothing. 1 0 plus 0 is 0. Therefore, there's no problem to make an aniva on top of a kesher, and the chura to leave it there for 150 years is also not a problem, according to the goyin. The Mishnah Berurah lehedis is not that way. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why it's mutter to do aniva on top of a kesher is because the derech is, it's like a kesher she'ena shokayomi, your derech is to take it out that day, therefore it's mutter. If you're planning on tying something with an aniva on top of a kesher for more than one day, for a while, says Mishnah Berurah, the kayam al eidz man kimoy belulav. It says that one should not do. Therefore, if somebody wants to tie their lulav, he forgot to. That's usually what happens right before Sukkot, especially this year. You don't have too many days before Sukkot, and therefore people end up tying their lulavim on Sukkot. How are you supposed to tie your lulav together on Sukkot? How are you supposed to make? You're supposed to make an igud. So you're supposed to make a knot. How are you supposed to make a knot? You can't even make a bow if you're planning on leaving there for Sukkot, because your ishlain. If you could even have dat, take it out at night, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe the derech has to leave it for 7 days. Probably enough people take it out that it is considered a derech to take it out, but to make a bow that you're going to leave there for 7 days, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is aser. L'maisa, that's how it goes. L'chor, according to this, he's understanding that a kesher, one kesher, is considered a kesher, just usually it doesn't have a kiyum. If you have an oifen to make a kiyum, then an echanah would be aser. Accordingly, l'chor and mitzvah, we could say that if you make one knot and then you tuck in the ends of the knot inside of itself, inside what you tie it around, you tuck it inside. I don't have any of my strings. You tuck the ends of the single knot into the string itself. L'chor, that's another way of keeping it closed, and that would be problematic. And one should not do that if he's planning on keeping it for more than 24 hours. That's what I would have thought, and that's what I saw in Simcha Bunu Kohn Sefer. He says also you should not do that. Nevertheless, the Orcha Shabbos, I saw, wants to be makel in this case. He says there's a difference between putting a bow on top of a knot and tucking in the ends. When you're putting a bow on top of the knot, that's like another oifin of being machzikin. You're doing another type of kshira, me'ein kshira, to hold down the first kesher. That's why we look at it as a ma'aseh kesher. As opposed to if you just do a single knot and you tuck in the ends, that's not a ma'aseh kosher b'klal, the tucking in the ends, and that's you haven't really tudeh if anything more than the kesher, original kesher that you have. There, the derech is. So the Pesachim do talk about that. If you put glue on top of it, is that considered? Or that's totally a davar mibachutz, and that's not considered bichlal. That's not in the string itself. If that's considered in the string itself, it's in the kesher itself, can it be madamit? Theoretically, lechora, that should be a problem. I'm sorry that we're pressed for time. Somebody's giving me chabura after us. Sif vav. I don't think it's too negated to us. Most people don't have paris. Sif Zayin. Metatlan Chevel Shogardi. The kosher be'ev is to be par. Lechashin Shiat Reish Echad. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He brings down the Shittas Yireim. The Yireim holds Al Derech Rashi that there's three different sheets. There's no two Tanayim for a Kesher Okayama. Rather, there's one Tanayim. There's one Tanayim, and that is that it should be a Kesher Okayama to be chayiv. If you leave it forever, it's asur midaraisa. If you take it out after a day, it's mutar lechatchila. If you're planning on leaving it, if it's a type of knot, which sometimes the person leaves forever, and sometimes he doesn't, that's what's asur midarabanan. L'alach l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, so we have three pirushim in the Gemara, of the three chilukim of sandal and minol, we have the Rif and the Rambam, we have Rashi and the Yoreim, and all of them are brought down l'alach l'maisa. We're being machmer for all the shittas l'alach l'maisa. And therefore, it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's asur midarabanan, etapa not, which sometimes a person leaves forever, it's asur to make that on Shabbos, on the chance that you're going to leave forever. Okay, that's only asur if there's a chance you leave forever. But if there's a chance that you're going to leave it for 2 weeks, which is only asur midarabanan, that is not asur. If the derech is that sometimes you take it out and sometimes you leave for 2 weeks, okay, that would not be asur, that we don't find. That would be exer to be choshish that maybe I'm going to leave it there, and then it's going to become to asur midarabanan. Now, if somebody ties something and then he slips off his shoes, you tie your shoes and you're planning on taking them out after Shabbos. And you slip them off after Shabbos, you tuck it in after, you're in a rush, whatever. And then it comes next Shabbos, you want to put on your shoes and they're already tied. So kumta is lasted for more than 7 days. Nevertheless, the lechur, the pashtus is that it goes, usually the Arba Shabbos is nice also, that it goes according to your das. Since your das, the chetchila was, that you're making a kesher, which is the Enishal Kayoma, therefore even if at the end of the day it lasted for more than that, that is not a problem to untie it. Now let's say somebody asked me, what's the story with, he wants to make a kesher, and he knows it's not going to last forever, but he wants to last for as long as possible. Is that asur midaraisa, or is that asur midarabana? Zichur, he can last for 2 weeks, but he knows it's not going to last forever. Is that a problem of asur midaraisa? L'chur, the pasuk is, that is, because you're not kaitzev as man bedaita to take it out. So you know that it's not going to last forever, but theoretically you would want it to last forever. And you're not kaitzev as man to take it out. So your das is to leave it for as long as possible. Not only that, it's the Aruch Shabbos wants to tell you, no? According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that if you have a suffix whether or not you're going to leave it forever, or you have a suffix whether or not you're going to take it out beforehand, that's also asur midaraisa. In other words, you know for sure you're not taking it out today. The question is, are you going to take it out after 2 months, or you're never going to take it out? That also is considered asur midaraisa, because you're zikr leaving it for a certain amount of time, and you were never kaitzev as man b'daita that you're for sure going to take it out. You don't know for sure you're going to take it out. However, the other way around, if somebody's kosher something, and he knows that he's going to take it out, he doesn't know when he's going to take it out. Am I going to take it out today? Or am I going to take it out in a week? On that, he wants to taina. He says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Taz are both mekel. Rather, he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring them down l'alacha. But l'chur, there is makom to be mekel such a thing if you know that you're going to take it out for sure. The question is today or in 2 weeks, then it's not a problem that's not considered a kesher shokayama, and would be mutter kenzan even the chatchila to make that, and for sure if it was already done to take it out. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. That's the lashon of the Rambam, and that's how it seems to paskin. But then he sends it to the Bir Alacha. And the Bir Alacha, he says, from Rashi, it's mashma that there is a problem. Rashi doesn't bring down this whole, doesn't learn the Gemara like the Rambam learns the Gemara, and therefore, according to Rashi, would come out that there is a problem of making a kesher by a Maichel Behema. Not only that, it's mefurish later on. It's mishum chav dalid kashin shel shibalin shekayshim mishnayim megimul mekayimis motil latir kedesh leichum lemehima. And he brings down over here the yeshem leishayach lahatirak leishayach lahatirak bekeshes sheinu shel kayama. Even though lecher we're talking about food over here, nevertheless, the Ramah says the only time that it's mutter to take out the kesher is dafka by kesher shein shalkayama. We see that it's shaykh by food also to have a kesher shalkayama. Tzorach bir tuva, what the rai is, because over here it's not talking about that you tied it with food, lechera. It's talking about you have food which is tied up. Who says that the thing that you tied it with is food? It seems maybe that the Mishnah Berurah understood that kashin shal shibolin shekesher, and you're kesher the kashin of shibolin with kashin of shibolin. It's not exactly clear what his rai is. Either way, the ma'isa, the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha wants to be machmir, that it's a problem. Accordingly, lechera, yesh lozen with kids that like to make necklaces and or bracelets out of licorice. They take the peel, the stringy licorice, and they knot them together. Or you take scallions or any other type of the type of vegetables that they sell today, dill, and you tie together your vegetables by shatter brachas or whatever it is that you're preparing, and you make knots. L'chur, such a thing should be problematic according to the Mishnah Berurah. However, practically, l'chur, it's hard to ask for such a thing. First of all, even though he wants to tie up Das Rashi, that Michael Behemah is Asr, we don't have a riot to Michael Adam. What's the story with Michael Adam? If you tell me Michael Behemah is mutter to do kosher, certainly Michael Adam is mutter. The question is, if you hold Michael Behemah as Asr, what's the story with Michael Behemah is Asr, what's the story with Michael Bnei Adam? Michael Bnei Adam is much softer than Michael Behemah. Therefore, who says that it's even Shaykh a kosher in the first place? And the normal kosher that anybody does is a double knot, and there's a double knot pachlal, it's the derech, it's not a kosher amis. It's only when it's a kosher amis is a problem. When it comes to food, pashas, it's not a kosher amis. And it's osi lahatur b'yomui. L'chura, it's very hard to say that such a thing would be usher, the normal knot. If you're mamish making a serious knot with some Michael Behema, for sure, that you should not do. But that would be usher. But regular Michael Behema, licorice or something like that, you're tying together vegetables that you're going to be eating today, and it's not a kosher, it's not a kosher amis bachlal, and l'chura, such a thing should be mutter. Certainly you don't have to stop your kids from doing it. Poitzel chavolim, the last halacha which is brought down. Poitzel chavolim chay mishum kosher, refri domain machav in the kalkol chay mishum mater. This is halacha that was brought down in the Bir Halacha, and it's been shinyu dalet also. The Bir Halacha there says that it's really tolein machlekes. Rashi does not agree with this halacha. However, the Rambam says that if you create a chevel by twining together different strands, then making the chevel itself is a problem of asiyas kesher. Now, it seems that this doesn't have the regular tanoim of kesher. It's not like shel kayama and ma'is uman ukedema. The very fact that you're making the rope, that in itself is a kesher, and therefore that is a told of kesher, and we don't even know if you need the tanoim. That would mean that even if it lasted for a small amount of time, the kher should be problematic. It's not clear. We didn't see anywhere that you need these tanoim. The practical application of this halacha, the Poiskim want to pull out, Haintu Poiskim, which the Mazalman is the first one in the Chara that came up with it, is the twisties. Is it mutter to use the twisty to twist the twisty on Shabbos? Now, it's Yodua, the story that they bring down from Rabbi Yashif, that somebody wants to ask him, is a twisty mutter? He says, what's a twisty? So he says, for all those that can't see, I'm sorry, he says, a twisty, you go like this. So he says, yeah, it's not a problem. Somebody else asks him, what's a twisty? He says, what's a twisty? So he says, you go, close it. So he says, no, it's awesome. So somebody went back to him, he says, two people asked you whether or not a twist is mutter or asr. One time the person said it's mutter, one time he said it's asr. So he said, the first person came to me, he twisted once. Twisting once, that's not like poisel chaval and bechlal. However, once you're ready twisting more than once, twisting twice, three times, that's the story that they say over from Rabbi Yashif. It just means that you really have to be medactic in what he said, and you can't be medactic from anything that he said to anywhere else. But that's already, doing with the poisel chaval, it's a problem. La lach l'maisa, there are those that were cheshish, from Azam was cheshish, Rabbi Yashif was cheshish. However, there are many places that were not cheshish. Rabbi Yashif brings down from Ramosha, from the Mani Tana and Shuvah, but he brings down from Ramosha. Ramosha was Mekel. The Shevet Alevi says, Mekel the Dina Lechera, it's Mutter. Kama Vakama Tzuvah from Tumi Mekel. The Deborah Tziner, he says, it's Mekel. What's the reason why? Lechera, it's very hard to say that this is like Poisel Chavalim, where the whole Inyan is to just keep it closed. There's no inin be'etzem to twine it that it should turn into like your tzitzis. You could really twist it on itself in the exact same spot and just twist it to keep it closed. There's no inin of making a chevel over here. It's very hard to say that you're making a chevel, but chlal, the whole nekud is just to keep the bag closed, and it's not a regular chevel, it's just surrounding the bag. Therefore, certainly not to be meichel and those that are meichel. However, if you want to be machmer, they say the best way to do it is just wrap the twisty around the bag. Don't twist the twisty. Wrap the twisty around the bag very tight, and that usually does the job just fine. And you don't have to actually twist it if you want to be chayish, or twist it just once is also, that's also not a problem. That would be mutter. What's the story with using cable ties? After we finish sefer, after we finish kreisher, are you allowed to use cable ties on Shabbos? Azikonim, those white little plastic things that you could build your sukkah with and anything else in the world. Are you allowed to use those on Shabbos? Is it kreisher? Is it tefer? L'chor, there's no third object that you're using to be tefer something. You're not really being mechaber two things together. It's not a kesher. L'chor, there's no reason that you should aser it out kreisher or out tefer. It doesn't fall into the categories of kosher tefer. It works amazing, and it ties two things together. If you come to the front of near Gavriel, you see that probably the last 15 years they have with the electric box, a chelik of electric box is held together with one of these cable ties. They work great. But the question is that the malacha or not? If there's not the malacha, then what's the reason to aser it? The Chutz Shani wanted to tell you that in Hanami, Kenzan, Lechor, there's no, it doesn't fall into any of the Gedarm of kosher and tefer, and therefore, out of that, it shouldn't be a problem. It could be that there's a different problem of boina. Often you get into the shadows of boina when your mamash attaches two things together. Then you could be, it's with a tkiya, your mamash being the chaver them an oifen, a starka oifen. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not there's problems of boina in such a case, and yesh la'ayin, whether or not it's not uvdin dechol, even I could throw that around from somewhere. But that's, you never see people using azikonim on Shabbos. It's just not, it's not, it's, usually it's used in conjunction. Your mamash, you're fixing something, you're being misakin something. What's the chaver? Therefore, kimdumani, the minig ha'olim, is to be machmer. They do not use these on Shabbos, and they would rather tie it with something else. Simin shin beis sif gimel. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. The halacha lamaisa by kipul begadim is that the way the Gemara comes down, the one should not be mekaplas begadim on Shabbos to use for Shabbos, unless it's a new white beged. You're not using two people to fold it, and you have no other clothing to wear on Shabbos. Even less, not as nice clothing. But if you have other clothing to wear, then you should not be mekapla for Shabbos. The question is, what is the issa that we're handling over here? Rashi says, Mitzarecha Rashi says that you want to fold it, because if you don't fold it, then it's made crease. Tzacheni Rashi in the Gemara says, and when you fold it, you're taking care of the creases. The truth is, Mishnah Berurah himself brings down both of these lashanis. In one place he says at the beginning, you'll have to be mekaplet l'tzerach Shabbos. You'll have to be mekaplet. Mekaplin kelim b'Shabbos l'tzerach Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Rashi, demein mekaplin regilin shemeskamtim. It sounds like it's preventative measures. Then the next one he says that you're only allowed to do b'adam echad, but not by two people, because by two people you're mespashet dekimotim, you're smoothing it out, that it shouldn't be creased. So is the problem that you're preventing creases, the problem that you're smoothing it out, and you're smoothing it out, that there shouldn't be getting rid of the creases. Now, if the vart is that you're preventing creases, first of all, what's the malacha of preventing creases? And second of all, what preventing, even if you want to say that it's a tikkun mana because it's a tikkun mana because over the course of time, what's going to happen is that the creases are going to, it's going to sit well, and therefore it's not going to get creased. That's looked at as a tikkun mana. L'chor, it's not the mice that you're doing. I'll leave that. It's not clear. L'chor, where do we find that tikkun mana in the first place? Where do we find that preventing something from getting creased is a problem of tikkun mana? It's preventive. You're not being misakin anything. L'chor, what should be the problem? Taina's Reb Ephraim Shlita, Reb Ephraim Stern. He wants to tell you that L'chor, the Mishnah Berurah, when he's saying it, and Rashi also when they're saying it, L'tzerach Shabbos is telling you why the guy wants to be mekaplet. The guy wants to be mekaplet because if you're not mekaplet, it's going to get creased. That's what he's trying to do. However, that's only mutter if there's no tikkun which is going to be involved. If there's a tikkun which is going to be involved, then we don't allow you to do that. So if you're smoothing out some of the creases, then we don't allow you to do that. If it's a type of beged, that it's a new beged and it's white beged, then the amount that you're being mesakin is so small, we'll allow you to do it if it's L'tzerach Shabbos. But if it's a different type of beged, then we're not going to do the tikkun is such a great tikkun, then therefore we're not going to allow you to do that tikkun on Shabbos. Now the mitzvah of exactly what you're doing over here is very difficult to understand. We all grew up that you're not allowed to fold your pants, you're not allowed to fold your talis. Two things you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to fold these things on Shabbos. Question is, what have you done? What is the issur over here? When you fold your pants on and you put it on the hanger, what did you do? You mamash mefashad dikmatim. When you have two people that are doing something, or one person on the safsul, look at the Yerushalmi talking about that the guy is sitting on the safsul on top of his beged and yanking it to get out the creases. If you're just folding it on the pants on the creases and putting it on the hanger, the chora you're not really smoothing anything out. Especially with your talus also, you're not smoothing anything out. Ishlaim Mukhal and Messias is obviously a different Messias, because I don't know if anybody can explain to me the difference between Big Day Tzivayinim and not Big Day Tzivayinim. What's the difference if it's dyed or it's not dyed? If it's dyed, then it's worse off. Why? What's the difference? The Yizikr had a different Megadim, they did have a different Messias, and it got more creased and they smoothed it out, and they need two people to yank it. Ukedema. The Mashmoy says that it's not even Shaykh Bakhlal Bizmanenu to our clothing. And the Pais Gemara Ma'ar this, no one wants to be Mekel. And but Lachura, Zikr, you don't have to scream at somebody who is Mekel, because there is what to be Seimachon. It seems that the Olam is things that don't have a folding up blanket, Ukedema, doesn't have any creases Bakhlal, that for the most part, the Pais Gemara Mekel on. Folding it not on the creases, you're able to do it. They talk about if you pick up your pants and it just folds automatically onto the creases, and the Seder, you could be Mekel also, Lechero. They want to tie it, your mamash didn't do any mice of fixing it, you're just picking it up. However, most people are Machmer, Machbid, not to fold up their talus. Maybe they just want to be Semech on the Maril. That's the first thing that they do after Shabbos is go to a mitzvah, and therefore it's not a problem. We have another 3 minutes, just one small thought. First of all, I want to thank the Olam for a wonderful Zman. Anybody that stayed till the end of the Zman, very impressive. Slash, you get a... It is quite impressive, and I thank you for it, and I thank you for everybody for making the Zman what it was. Just one thought, Kibar Tisha B'Av, there's a Medrash that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Adam Rishon, and he said to him, Ayeka, so he says, Ksiv Heima Kadam Avar Bris, Heima Kadam HaRishon, Klal Yisrael, when they were in Eretz Yisrael, were like Adam HaRishon. Ma Adam HaRishon, Echnastiv le'agan Edim, Mitzivisiv Avar El Tzivuyeh, Vedanti Yisrael B'Shiluchin, U'B'Girishin, Mekenanti Elav Eicha. Says, Echnastiv le'agan Edim, Shenemar Menecheu B'gan Edim. Tzivisiv, because it says, Yitzav HaShem Lekimas Adam. Avar El Tzivuyeh, Shenemar HaMena Eis Asher Tzivisiv Levir Tzivuyeh HaMena Yachota. Dante Yisrael B'Shiluchin, Shenemar V'Yishlechu HaShem Lekim Min Agan Edim. Dante Yisrael B'Girishin, Dasi V'Gorish Asa Adam, Kenanti Lav Eicho, Shenemar V'Yomer HaShem Lekim, V'Yomer Loi Ayeko. Eicho Ksiv, so too, they brought him in to Eretz Yisrael, they brought Pnei Esau to Eretz Yisrael, gave him mitzvahs, they were over on the mitzvahs, gave him Girishin, and Mekainan Eicho. Eicho really is the Shaila of Ayeko. What's the Shaila of Eicho? The Shaila of Eicho, when you hear Eicho, Eicho is, how could it be? Or Ayeko to Adam Rishin, where did you go? Where are you? Anybody that's over on the Ratzon of Hashem, so then the question that he has to ask himself is, Ayeka, where are you? But that's really the shaila that a person has to ask himself on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, like, is a Moed, Ikri Moed, Korolai Moed. Volvo used to say from Yeruchim that it's a Moed Shal Richuk. There's the Moyadim of Kiruv, like Sukkot and Pesach, and there's Moyadim of Richuk. Then we're oimed on just how far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayeka, where are you? In relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are you? It's a question that each person has to ask himself, where are you and where are you going in life? The question, Tisha B'Av, there's usually a number of hours that are free. To spend 2 minutes thinking about this, how far away am I from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In other words, where am I going in life? Am I going in the right path? Ayeka, where are you? Am I going in the place that I want to be going? Am I fearing mizich my life in the way that I want to? What did I get out of this past man? It's a shayla that a person, you finish this man, now what did I get out of this man? Should I stay here in this chabura? Should I leave the chabura? Maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should be showing up earlier. Maybe I should be leaving later. Maybe I should be chazering. Maybe there's plenty of shaylas. Ayeko, where are you? It's a question that we have to ask on Tisha B'Av, but it's a shayla that's not just a personal shayla, but it's us, what are we doing in life? It's really our relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where are you in the relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If we're able to answer this question, we should be zeicha be'ezor Hashem. Everybody asks the question, everybody answers the question. Dor Hanivnu B'Yamav, and we should be Zeicha B'Mehera to Mashiach Tzidkenu. I saw today, somebody had somebody said he was by Reb Chaim 2 weeks ago, and Reb Chaim told him, found out that he was in the mirror, he says, go back to the mirror and tell them that Mashiach is coming any day. I heard from somebody else this week that somebody is by Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim told him that Mashiach is here, he was already by me a few times. Pesach Nit, either way, that's not the Nekuda so much. It just gives us a little bit of maybe the Taka Mashiach is coming. It gives us a little more of a push. We should be Zeichah, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Erbinin Beis HaMikdash B'Karam Mamesh.